Welcome to the Natural Radio Show. This is your host, Sandera Mendez, and today's date is February 13, 2021, on a Saturday evening. And tonight's topic is going to be about the power of affirmations. Now, self-affirmations are so healthy. It's practical, self-empowering, and it sets the tone for a good vibration and more or less a good mood. So without further ado, let's get right into the show. So I wanted to talk about the power in words in itself, okay? And then link back to self-affirmations, okay? So there's different types of self-affirmations that people can develop and have for themselves. They can have it on a ritual base, whereas they can do it in the morning, do it at night, or whenever they feel at a certain peak in their life or is feeling a certain feeling. I think that having these affirmations to bring some sense of reassurance and balance into your life is so important and good to have. Okay, so before I even begin, the power in words in itself, it's almost as if like sowing seeds and then being able to water it by following up with actions and then, you know, giving life to those thoughts in itself. Okay, so there is a difference between mantras and self-affirmations. Okay, so mantras are usually a statement or a slogan that's usually repeated frequently, and sometimes it may have a rhythm and tone to it based off of an activity that the person is doing. Or, you know, sometimes people use mantras in meditation, or sometimes people just use it as a way to chant. Okay, and you know, mantras, once again, are just statements and slogans to bring a sense of motivation and things of that sort. Okay, now self-affirmations, on the other hand, has a lot to do with your self-concept about yourself. Okay, it's about the self-concept. It's about what you think about yourself. It's the catalyst to how others will treat you. So based off of how you think of yourself, it usually comes out in how you behave, how you interact with other people. And then at the end of the day, like I said, it will cause people to treat you a certain way. So for example, if you are a shy person and you don't like to speak up a lot, you know, and sometimes if you're not forthcoming and you don't speak up for yourself, sometimes people could take advantage of you, or vice versa. If you are a person that may be bossy and, you know, you just don't give people a chance, or whatever the case might be, a lot of times it's going to be people that want to shy away from you, or people that's kind of like standoffish and don't want to interact with you. So usually it's all about how you see yourself, okay, and the self-concept. So self-affirmations have a lot to do with that. It has a lot to do with you validating yourself, okay? And especially self-actualization is the pinnacle, the epitome of you being able to be sure of yourself and being able to be in control of your emotions, knowing what you want out of life, knowing your purpose in life. All of these things are important, and it plays a factor in how you will build yourself up and how you will live your life, build yourself up mentally. And like I said, when you have these self-affirmations, it's like sowing seeds. And when you sow those seeds, you nurture it, and it brings about new things, in which I will talk about in later in the show. So a lot of times, self-affirmations can be geared towards your self-confidence. It can be towards your health, such as weight loss. Or it can also be about self-love, you being able to develop that love within yourself. So many people out in the world are, you know, not so many people, but I would say majority of people, you know, or those who have a lack of love in their tank are in search of love, and sometimes people search for love in all the wrong places. And as a result, you know, they take on so much negativity and associate with that with tolerance that is unhealthy, or associate it with being strong, and it's not being strong. If somebody's mistreating you and you don't like it and you feel, you know, upset, or it makes you feel a certain way, by you enduring it or being tolerant of the situation and not regulating the situation accordingly and setting boundaries, it can break you down mentally. And as a result of it breaking you down mentally, it can destroy how you see yourself and how other people see you as well. And then after a while, what happens is that, you know, when you don't set boundaries with other people, what happens is that you lose a sense of self. You forget who you are and what you mean to the world. So self-love starts with you first. You have to be able to love you. Forget about everybody else at this point in time. Even if you have to call it being selfish, I understand. Selfless is a wonderful thing to have. Selfless love, it's a beautiful thing. But when it comes down to your mental health, your well-being, your self-love is most important above all. Trust me, it is. Okay, so being able to bring a sense of reassurance to yourself, treating yourself right, eating right foods, okay, foods that are not going to cause you to be overweight or cause you to or perpetuate a bad feeling or whatever it is that you're feeling inside or whatever the case might be. You want to develop a healthy concept of love about yourself. Love the little things about yourself. Love the way you smile. Love the way you know your features are. You know, embrace it. Love who you are and don't regret who you are. Love every little inch and piece of who you are. And once you begin to learn how to do that, guess what? There's other people that's gonna love you in the same light that you love yourself, or even more. Okay? So it starts with self-love. And then, like I said, there are self-affirmations for weight loss that has to do with your health. Sometimes it works. Sometimes, you know, some people, you know, don't really consider those types of things. But what I would say is that self-confidence is another factor in, you know, having self-affirmations to just build you up and to have reassurance that, you know what, I can do this. You know what, I have a different outlook on myself just by having these affirmations, you know. So going back to the fact of self-concept and self-actualization, based off of how you respect yourself will also be a blueprint for how other people would respect and treat you. Okay, so usually if you're the type of person that demands respect, a lot of times it's almost as if people might take you for granted, or you find yourself always having to fight for people's respect or having to prove yourself. So it's like when you in that light of wanting to always demand other people respect, that means that you low on the reassurance and respect for yourself, okay? And that needs reevaluation, because if you lack respect for yourself, that means that there are certain things that are out of balance and out of control within your life that you need to get in control and be, you know, either, you know, be that power source over your life and not allow other people to be those forces in your life that's controlling every aspect of your life. So you want to be able to, you know, be in control and be able to set boundaries. Setting boundaries is the first step to having respect for yourself and for other people respecting you. And when you have those boundaries, you begin to have certain values and certain commitments to yourself that has nothing to do with anybody else but you. Okay? And when you don't follow those, you know, those commitments or those values, you open the door for people to treat you any old kind of way. And that's not good. Playing a victim is not going to get you, you know, far in life. So you want to be able to be the victor and be the victor over your life. Okay. And I usually recommend, when you are sure about your boundaries, you sure about yourself and you set these boundaries, you understand what your values are in life. Usually when you go out through life and you have that sense of respect for yourself, people will see that and they will respect you. They will not try you. They will not try to disrespect you, insult you. They will not even try to do these things, you know, because they see the type of respect that you have for yourself, especially when you have that command presence about yourself, that's showing that you are sure of yourself and that you're not insecure, not one little bit. You know, people will automatically give you respect just for that alone. Having a command presence wherever you go. Command presence doesn't necessarily mean that you be bossy, pushy, or, you know, a bully or whatever the case might be. Command presence is just being sure of yourself, being natural, letting things, you know, flow naturally. You don't have to be aggressive. You don't have to be, you know, wordy or anything like that. You can just simply be yourself and be present in the moment. That's what it's all about. And that shows that you are in control of you. You're in control of your emotions. And nobody has no power over you but you. Okay? And that's what matters the most. Okay? So understand, there's a difference between demanding respect versus commanding respect. Commanding respect means that you have a command presence. Okay? You have a natural command presence about yourself that show that you love and respect yourself intrinsically. So based off of how you respect yourself, other people will see that same propensity and treat you in that same light. Now, when you don't have respect for yourself, I don't care what position you have in life, you're gonna always feel that you're fighting to demand, you know, demand respect from other people. People gonna look at you like they don't care. If you don't have that command presence of respect that goes back to you having respect for yourself and a sense of love for yourself, they're gonna treat you any kind of way. Okay? And that cannot be, especially when it comes down to developing self-affirmations and self-love and being sure about yourself. This is what it's about. Self-affirmations is about being sure about yourself and having a certain concept about yourself that is healthy and not unhealthy. You understand? So that's what this is all about. So we're going to take a break. And we'll be right back. Are back. So I wanted to go over or share some affirmations that I came across, and I just wanted to be able to interpret its meaning and what it means, so to bring some light to the affirmations in itself. So I came across 20 morning affirmations, and I think that it'll be very useful specifically for women that are out there, and for you men that are out there. You know, I'm not forgetting about you guys, but you can also have some affirmations for yourself as well too, you know, to get yourself going, to boost that ego sometimes. You know, sometimes you gotta boost that ego a little bit. So without further ado, let me just get to the pinnacle of these affirmations. So I'm gonna read them out, the 20 affirmations, and then I'm going to go through its interpretation of what I think that it means. Okay, so 20 morning affirmations. I will be present in every moment. Today I will learn and grow. I have the power to change my story. I will be a magnet for ideas today. Everything I'm looking for, I can find within me. I will acknowledge my own self-worth. I accept myself just as I am. I will believe in myself and my abilities. I will be true to myself and my values. Today is full of endless opportunities. I will keep an open mind and not judge. I was not made to give up. I love myself enough to push through. I will celebrate my small wins. I am enough. I will bend so I won't break. I choose to be happy and completely love myself today. I will be at ease and enjoy simple moments. I am fearless and brave. I will honor my commitments to myself. So those are the 20 affirmations, and I will read it back again towards the end, but those are some powerful, I felt it. I don't know if you felt it, but I felt it just by saying those words alone. So I'm going to go over the affirmations and what I think that it means, and hopefully it can spread some light on, you know, why affirmations are so important at the end of the day. Okay, so the first one out of the 20 morning affirmations were, I will be present in every moment. Think about it. I will be present in every moment. What that means is that you will be able to experience, or you choose to experience, every encounter and moment that consists of just you being present with each activity you do, from eating breakfast to getting dressed. All of these things play a factor in you just being present in the moment, including every thought you have. Being present with that, thinking, contemplating on just your thoughts alone, is being present. So many times we go through life, we have so many thoughts going through our mind, we're rushing, we're trying to multitask, and we're never really present in the moment. So it's almost as if time just passes us by, and it's just that being it. Okay. So when you say, I will be present in every moment, you're going to take your time. Don't allow anyone to rush you. And you keep pushing and moving forward. Okay. And you take your time in everything that you do so that you can feel the moment and everything in its entirety. Okay, so number two, the second affirmations is, today I will learn and grow. What that means is being open to new ideas and wanting to extend your knowledge on certain things, such as a new skill or language. Okay, number three, I have the power to change my story. That means you have the power to change your life and be in control of it. Okay? Number four, I will be a magnet to new ideas today. So what that means is that you will have the tendency and the urge to gravitate to lively things and experiences that are productive and conducive towards your growth as a person. Number five, everything I'm looking for, I can find within me. So what that means is validating yourself is most important than any external compliments from others. Other people's ideas, their thoughts, or comments should never define who and what you are. Number six, I will acknowledge my own self-worth. And what that means is, in order to recognize your self-worth, you must be able to value life, okay, in itself. Thinking little of yourself leads to degradation, and you don't want that, okay? So thinking reasonably about yourself, it leads to discovery, which again is about this show, discovering the power in self-affirmations, okay? And number seven, I accept myself just as I am. So in the state of acceptance, one must be able to always be open to self-improvement, okay? So don't get complacent with just, you know, with one aspect of yourself. Stretch yourself and try to learn new things. Always be open to self-improvement, or wanting to improve yourself always. That means, you know, either learning something new, such as a skill, which I will mention later on, or learning a language. Always keeping your mind sharp and in depth, okay? So you want to always be in that mode. Number eight, I will acknowledge my abilities and who I am. What that means is recognition of what you are and your contributions to the world, and expanding your purpose in life. Okay, when you acknowledge, not just believe in yourself, but acknowledge your abilities and acknowledge who you are, and don't take that for granted. Number nine, I will be true to myself and values. That means saying what you mean and meaning what you say. And that means setting boundaries are healthy and is indicators for others to respect you. Okay? Number 10. Today is full of endless opportunities. What that means is never limit your capabilities. Never, ever limit yourself. And number 11. I will keep an open mind and not judge. Number 12, I was not made to give up. And what that means is, you don't just give up, you don't just give in. And resilience is the key here. You always having that resilience to keep going. You know, once you get tired or whatever the case might be, you might take a moment, but you get right back into the groove of things. So that's what it means, that you never give up or give in under no conditions or circumstances, I would say. Number 13, I love myself enough to push through, meaning you promise yourself to not give up and to follow through in all that you set out to do. Number 13, I love myself enough to push through, like I said, meaning you promise yourself to not give up and to follow through. Number 14, I will celebrate my small wins. And what that means is to never despise small beginnings and always be appreciative, okay? Always appreciate small beginnings and new wins, small wins. Always be appreciative. Okay, I can't stress that more because I feel that your small wins or small beginnings are, you know, the beginning to, you know, amazing things in life. Okay, and number 15, I am enough. I am enough. You hear that? I am enough. You are enough. And that is because you are. And trust me, don't ever let no one tell you or treat you otherwise. Don't let no one tell you anything different or treat you as though you're less than. Neither do you treat yourself as though you're less than. Always know that you are enough, okay? If somebody can't love and respect you and treat you right, bye-bye. Goodbye, the highway. Okay, you don't need that person in your life because guess what? That person is a deficit, meaning they're taken away rather than adding to your life and being a surplus. Okay, if people, when you interacting with people, you don't feel that surplus and you always feel in a deficit, these are toxic people that you don't need to be around because they not enough. Okay, they not enough. And because they not enough, they want to bring other people down. As I always say, misery loves company, and I don't mean to go off tangents, but I want those who are listening to me to be clear on the fact that you are enough. Forget about what other people are thinking and understand that what other people are going through, don't allow them to project themselves on you, project their low self-esteem, lowly thoughts about themselves. Don't allow it, okay? You have the power to say no. I'm not going to take this on as though it's mine. No. Okay? Because that person or that thing or that situation is a deficit. Don't take it on. If it's going to deplete you, either your energy, deplete your self-esteem, or whatever the case might be, because your peace of mind is priceless. It should be priceless. You know? And you shouldn't allow people to intervene in that. So when I say I am enough, you say I am enough. Even as I'm saying it, I am enough. Say it, I am enough. You start to believe that. Not just believe it, but acknowledge it. That you know what? I have the power to feel low. And I have the power to boost my self-esteem up. And you do. Okay? And number 16. I will bend so I won't break. What that means is that you're not going to allow people to take advantage of you. Oh, no. No, 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 no. Not at all. What that means is that you know how to compromise reasonably. And you know how to negotiate matters to your benefit. Okay? And even if it's to the benefit of another person, but you always make sure that you're able to benefit from this situation. Because you don't want to just be putting your heart, your blood, sweat, and tears into something, and you're not getting anything or no return back. So when it says, I will bend so I won't break, meaning you know how, you know that breaking point, you know that compromising point, you know how to negotiate accordingly to get at that midpoint to where things can break even between you and another person or a situation at sort. Okay? And number 17, I choose to be happy and completely love myself today. Not tomorrow, not next week, not 2 months from now because you're feeling depressed and you're feeling down and you're like, okay, the whole world is against me. No, you're gonna feel happy now. Today, even at the sound of my voice, it may sound annoying, it might sound funny, it might sound delicate and nice to change over the course of the show, but your happiness, I'm telling you, is most important, okay? And being happy today, I don't care what happened yesterday, it's about today. Even if you're listening to the sound of my voice, choose to be happy today, not tomorrow. Not the following day, but today. This is all about being present for today, so that way your tomorrow could be better than what it was yesterday. That's what life is about, okay? And every day is a new beginning. Every day is a time for you to be thankful for when you're waking up each morning to see another day, another sunlight, another sunrise. Okay, it's just to simply be thankful, just to be alive. Okay, that's something to be happy for. Okay, and then number 18, I am fearless and brave. That comes without saying. You know, being fearless, okay, you know you're not bulletproof, but you definitely could be bulletproof when you are the mastery of your, you self-mastered your emotions, you sure of yourself, and you know what? You know how to go about this thing called life. You know how to go through it. You prepare for this. So you're fearless and you brave because you're going to take it on. Come on, life. Live life. Live. Okay, so number 19. I will be at ease and enjoy simple moments. That is most important as well, too, being at ease, you know, being cool, calm, and collective. Some people don't even know what cool, calm, and collective is because they always in a chaotic, shambles state, and they don't know how to be at peace or have a sense of peace of mind. So just being able to maneuver between being cool, calm, and collective is just so It's a good feeling because men and women have that sense of, it's like, I don't want to use the word swag, but it's like a style that, you know, it's everything that they do is effortlessly. They don't have to do it with emphasis or, you know, thing, whatever the case might be. They don't have to, you know, do it. It just comes naturally, you know, when you're at ease, you know, and other people see you at ease. Sometimes it attracts those who are surplus. They want to add to what you know, your peace of mind. And then it also attracts those who are deficits, those who want to bring that light down. And you can't afford to be around these people under no circumstances. No, sorry. Okay. So number 20, I will honor my commitments to myself. And you honoring your commitments to yourself, guess what? Nobody else is going to be committed to what you know is best for you but you. So you have to do what is best for you, and you have to be committed to it. Okay? Don't say, I'm going to do it, and then you find yourself weeks later, you in a self-sabotaging state or self-defeating state. That's not how it works. Okay? Because you honor yourself. You know your self-worth. And you know that it's too costly to go backwards. So the only way is to go forward. That's what this is all about. So changing your mindset about who you are is what's important. Okay? So that was the pinnacle of